Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today is really nice. This is by a company called AKG. Now, AKG makes headphones. They make, I don't know if I've ever seen an AKG speaker, but I do know they make speakers for like car stereo systems that they put in side of some of the models out there. I don't know if they're Lexus or whatever, but they put AKG in some of the cars. But I mainly know them for headphones and earbuds and things like that. They're actually owned by Harman Kardon. So, you know, Harman Kardon, I think, owns everybody now. I think they own JBL, they own AKG, and of course they own their own. So anyway, I've always been really impressed with AKG's headphones. I've always been impressed with their quality and, of course, the way they sound. And these are actually no different. First of all, these are considered an on-the-ear headphone. They, if you have smaller ears, these are going to go over your ear completely. I have probably average size to smaller ears, I would say, for a guy. And they actually cover most of my ear, but the top of the ear cup and the bottom of the ear cup basically set right on the top edge of my ear and the bottom edge of my ear. But if you have larger ears, then these are going to be considered on-the-ear headphones. And if you have smaller ears, these are going to be considered an over-the-ear headphone. They do have some weight to them, but it's the way that they're built, because they are very, very good quality, and they've got metal and all kinds of stuff built into them. So they are maybe a little on the heavier side of, if you're looking for a really, really light headphone, then these would probably not be for you. But these are going to be compared to your pretty much average of weight as far as like the JBLs that we have in the store right now and other types of headphones. They're not on the light side, and they're not on the super, super heavy side. Now, they do fold up, so you can swivel the ear cups, you know, to make them flat, and then you can fold the ear cups inside to make them, the whole headphone, smaller. So you can swivel them flat, and then you can fold them inside. So these can easily be thrown in a bag, thrown in a purse if you wanted to. But what's cool about these is they do include a carry case with them. So a lot of headphones that I see these days don't include a carry pouch or carry case. This is a soft carry pouch. It's got a fur lining, kind of a fur felt lining, and it's a kind of more of a bag or a pouch, and then it does have the drawstring that you can draw it up. So that is nice that they do include that. So you can actually put these headphones, you can fold them up and slide them down into the bag, and they fit very nice in there and so forth. So that is one thing. The build quality, like I said, on these things are just excellent. They have leather-covered ear cups, very comfortable. The ear cups are round. They are not oval. They are round. So that's why I definitely consider them maybe more of an on-the-ear headphone, even though they are, you know, decent-sized drivers. I would say they look like 40-millimeter drivers on these. Of course, very padded ear cups, leather-covered, and then the top headband is also padded and covered in kind of the top headband actually feels like it's covered in kind of a rubber, like a rubbery stuff. AKG does the top headband about the same on all their headphones. So it's kind of a rubber padded piece. And then, of course, they adjust very nice and smooth adjustments on the side for however large your head is. And yeah, so really, really good. They also are going to have that normal AKG DNA where they, like I said, they're the round ear cups. They have a part coming down from the headband. It goes into the top of the ear cup, and then that part actually goes over to the 3 o'clock position, and allows for the swivel and so forth. So if you see these, they're good. And if you've seen other AKG headphones, they look basically the same kind of shape and everything. And they do that because the top piece, it goes to the very, the piece that goes into the top of the ear cup, it doesn't actually go into the ear cup. It stops right at the top of the ear cup, and then it goes over to the 3 o'clock position. So this allows you to swivel the ear cups both left and right and up and down. So this is going to give you the best fit possible on your ears. So really nice there. Those are really nice in the way they do that and swivel. Now, these are active noise canceling, so they are going to have active noise canceling, always on active noise canceling. Unfortunately, you cannot turn the active noise canceling off, so just be aware of that. You can get about 25 hours of battery life out of these, so really good battery life. You do also have a spot on the left ear cup for a cable that they include that can plug into a 3.5 millimeter audio jack. The cable that actually goes into the ear cups is a 2.5. AKG does this a lot. It's a 2.5 coming out of the ear cup and then a 3.5 from the end of the cable to plug into any 3.5 millimeter devices. Now the cable does have looks like to be a microphone on it with a single button, so looks like you can use the microphone on these even when they're plugged in via the audio cable, which is nice. Now, these are going to, like I said, have active noise cancellation that you cannot turn off, but they do have a really cool feature. It's called an ambient aware feature, and we'll get to that here in just a little bit. But basically, you can press the button, and you can hear what's going on around you, even with the headphones on. On the left ear cup, you're going to locate the left ear cup. It's going to be the one that has the round 2.5 millimeter jack on it. These do also charge with USB Type-C, which is really nice. So these are Bluetooth wireless, and then like I mentioned, you can use them wired as well. So they do give you the cable for the 2.5 millimeter to 3.5 millimeter cable for audio, for the hardwired cable, for the hardwired listeners. And then they also give you the USB to USB Type-C cable to charge these up. Now, if you charge them up for about 10 minutes, they will give you a four hours worth of battery life. So it's got a quick charge feature. Of course, all the way charged are going to give you 25 hours. Charge them for 10 minutes are going to give you a four-hour charge. For just if you're in an emergency, you just need to get a quick charge, you can do that. 10 minutes will get you 4 hours, which is nice. So locate the left ear cup. And what you're going to have on the left ear cup is you are going to have a single button. If you're looking at the side of the left ear cup, the single button is going to be right around the 4 o'clock position. You're looking at it like a clock. This is actually a switch slash button. So if you press the button in once, it's going to play and pause the music. Of course, that button is also going to answer calls that come in. So you can also take and make calls with these because they do have the built-in microphones. The microphone quality on these is really good. I had no problems hearing people, and they had no problems hearing me. But it also acts as a skip forward and backwards track because it's a switch too. So it's a spring-loaded switch, and if you press in the middle, it's the play and pause. But if you take your finger and press down on that button or down toward the 6 o'clock position with your thumb or your finger, whichever. It's always easier to do your thumb because when these are on your ears, you just reach up with your thumb on your left hand and just easily flick the switch down. That will skip to the next track. And if you flick the switch up toward the 12 o'clock position, it is going to skip. It's going to start the song over. And if you do it again, it'll skip to the previous track. And if you press the button twice quickly, then you will also get to activate your voice assistant, whether it be Google Voice or Siri. Press the button twice quickly, it'll activate that. Press it once, and it'll play and pause. So that little button slash switch does a lot. Now, on the left ear cup, you also have the volume adjustment. It took me a little bit to figure this out, and I actually had to have someone look at this. And then once they were looking at it, it's like I figured it out once they looked at it. They didn't tell me. I just figured it out once they were looking at it. So it was one of those weird things. But basically, the volume adjustment is the outside edge of the whole ear cup. So if you take your thumb and your fingertips and your thumb tip, and you grab the very outside edge of the ear cup and twist it, if you twist it counterclockwise, it turns the volume up, and it goes up one notch at a time for the volume. And if you twist it clockwise, it turns the volume down. And it doesn't matter if you twist and hold it in or if you twist and let up. It's a spring-loaded thing. It's going to increase the volume and decrease the volume the same amount. Now, it'd be nice to be able to hold in on it, and then it turns the volume up as you keep holding it in. But it doesn't do that. You just have to twist it once, turns the volume up once, twist it again, turns the volume up more, twist it again, turns the volume up more. So not that big of a deal, but just something to point out that it goes up by increments with the different volume levels. So that is everything. And then, of course, at the 6 o'clock position, you have the hardwired connection. Now, these are Bluetooth 5.1, I believe, so they are the newest, or at least close to the newest version of Bluetooth. They have very little lag when you're using VoiceOver, which is nice. I was able to swipe around and do everything on my iPhone without it annoying me, because the lag is just, I couldn't really detect any kind of lag whatsoever. So that is really nice there. Now, on the right ear cup, what you're going to have is you're going to have another switch that, now if you're looking at the right ear cup from the side, on the 8 o'clock position, you're going to have another switch. Now, this is not a button slash switch. This is just a switch. This switch turns the headphones on and off. When the switch is flipped up to the very top position, toward the 12 o'clock position, the headphones are off. When you flick the switch down, it turns the headphones on. So down toward the 6 o'clock position, it turns them on. And then it has a spring-loaded mechanism for a little more, even when these are turned on. So that what that does is that puts them in pairing mode. Now, one super cool thing about these headphones is that they do have multi-point connection pairing. So when you pair these to your first device, turn them on, they're going to automatically, or should automatically, come up into your Bluetooth settings, go down and click on AKG. Then if you want to pair them to another device while they are paired to your first device, take that, take the switch of the power switch and flick it down. So it's similar to the switch on the left where it's spring-loaded, but this one actually flicks down, and that's the only part of the spring-loaded part it is. And when you flick it down and hold in on it, while you're flicking it down. So rather than flicking it down and letting up, just take your thumb, flick it down, and hold it. And just hold in on it until you hear audible tones that come up in your ear cups, in the headphones. And that tells you that these are in pairing mode again to pair them up with a second device. So I was able to pair these up to my iPad and my iPhone. And the really nice thing is when I was using my iPad, it grabbed the connection and I could hear everything going through that. And the minute I closed the lid on my iPad cover or put my iPad to sleep with the sleep button, I went over to my iPhone and boom, unlocked my iPhone, and now it grabbed the connection for the iPhone. And I was able to go back and forth with those. So this is a very cool multi-point connection, and it's very easy to switch back and forth between devices. Once it detects you're using one device, it'll automatically switch to that device. When you put that device to sleep or lock it, go to the other device, then it'll automatically take up with that device. So very cool there. And that's how you put it in pairing mode. Now, I don't know how many devices you can multi-point connect at one time. So, you know, give it you're welcome to experiment and see. I was able to do 2. You might be able to do more than that, but, I stopped at 2. But it's really cool there. Now, of course, to turn it off, just flick the switch all the way to the top again, and it turns the headphones off. Now, right below that switch, you have one last button on the headphones. So you've got basically one button on the left ear cup, and then you've got you've got a button and a switch on the right ear cup. The last button you have is down at the 5 o'clock position, and this is the ambient aware button. So the default on this is when you press that button, it pauses your music and it turns on the outside microphones. Now, there is an app that you can download from the App Store for these headphones. If you just do a search for AKG, AKG on the App Store, the first one that comes up says AKG headphones. Now, I will tell you that the app is not that accessible on the first couple of screens, but once you get to the basically the meat and potatoes of the app, everything there is accessible. But I did have to, the first screen it came up to, it's talking about AKG headphones, blah, blah, blah. And there's three pages you have to go through. I was able to turn my voiceover off on my iPhone and just tap around on the screen with my finger. And I did eventually get it to move to page two and then to page three. And then when it gets to page three, there's a get started button, tap on that. And then the rest of it is very accessible, but getting past those couple of pages was a little tricky. So you might need some sighted assistance with that. Or you can do like I did and just turn the voiceover off and tap around on the screen, and you might eventually get to where you need to go. It doesn't seem like there was a lot of other choices, so I was able to, you know, pretty much eventually tap on what I needed to tap on to move to the next screen. You don't have to sign up for anything. That's good. It just, you have to have your headphones paired to Bluetooth. Once it sees them, then it will automatically connect those to the app. The app is going to give you a few different things that you can do with it. First of all, it's going to let you do firmware updates. The very first time I connected the pair of headphones, it came up right in the first of the app, and it said there is a software update. So you just click on update software, and it did it. It took about 10 minutes or so, and it updated without any issues. The other thing the app is going to do, it's going to give you EQ modes to be able to create your own equalizers if you don't like what is the sound or the way it's sounding coming through the headphones, and the EQs that Apple provides you built into their devices don't do it for you, or you're using a different device other than Apple device, you can actually create your own EQ with sliding it and so forth. I didn't try to create one, but it did appear like it was accessible to be able to do. So if you want to play around with that, you can. The other thing that the app does for you, now this is really cool. There's a feature on these headphones that I love, and it's called Auto Pause. So if you are familiar with the Apple AirPods and the way they work when you take them out of your ears, they automatically pause the music, and when you put them back in your ears, they start playing again. That's what these headphones do. Take them off your ears, they pause the music, put them back on your ears, they start playing. So that feature, very, very cool. However, if you don't want that feature, you don't like that feature in the app, you can turn that off. And then finally, the other thing that you can do in the app is adjust the ambient aware feature. Now that goes back, that circles all the way back around to the button that I mentioned on the right ear cup that's around the 5 o'clock position. It's a single button, press it once, it's going to pause the music and activate the outside microphones. Press it again, it's going to start playing the music again and turn off the outside microphones. Now, the feature in the app that you can adjust for this, it's called daylight mode. And so what that does is that actually lets you assign the button that this ambient aware button. So when you press it, it turns on the outside microphones, but it still keeps playing your music. So you can still, if you're on a bus, you just need to hear for your stop, but you still want to listen to your music or something like that, then you could put it just to use that, they call it daylight mode. And so that way, press the button, still plays your music at a little bit lower volume, and it activates the outside microphone. So that is pretty cool there. And you can turn that off or on in the app or adjust that. So one of them is called daylight mode. One of them is called ambient mode off or something like that. So you can basically go back and forth between which one you want. So one of them, like I said, turns the music off completely, turns on the outside microphones. The other one turns the outside microphones on while just lowering your music volume. So you can decide which one of those fits your needs, but it defaults to the one where it pauses your music completely. So that is what the app does. Now, let's talk about the sound of these. Now, these things have a really, really good sound. They block out a lot of noise around you. And of course, the active noise cancellation is going to block out a lot of noise around you as well. These are not going to bass your head off. So if you're looking for a Beats kind of bass or that kind of, you know, bone shattering or bone rattling bass, these are not going to have it. But if you're looking for a nice, balanced, clean sound, these are going to be it. AKG has always been a nice, balanced headphone. They not too high on the highs, not too low on the lows, but just a good, nice, clean, balanced sound that basically lends itself to making all different music genres sound good. So these are no exception. These are going to give you that. I think they sound great. The volume on these actually get quite loud, which is nice because a lot of times headphones don't get loud enough for me. These do get loud enough. They just had a really, really good sound on them. But again, you've got the EQ in the app that you can adjust if you don't like some way that these sound, but I think they sound really, really good. And so all kinds of features on these. That's what I really like about these. First of all, the build quality is amazing. These do not feel cheap at all, but they shouldn't feel cheap because these retail for $350. Of course, we're not selling them for that, but just to give you an idea, that is what they retail for. So you can expect them to have a really good quality build, really good quality sound, and really good quality features. Like I mentioned, they do charge with USB-C, which is nice. They do give you the USB-C cable. They also give you the wired cable to be able to plug these into a Victor Stream or something like that. Now, just know that if for some reason your cable ever goes bad or you lose it or whatever, you need to get, it's a 2.5 millimeter to 3.5 millimeter cable. And what that does and why they do that is because with the 2.5 millimeter, and JBL does this too, with the 2.5 millimeter connection that goes into the ear cup, that activates the built-in microphone in the cable. So a lot of times, if you just plug in a 3.5 millimeter audio cable, that doesn't necessarily support a microphone mode. But with doing the 2.5 millimeter connection to 3.5 millimeter connection, they are able to be able to give you the ability to use the microphone on the cable with them plugged in via wired. So just know if you ever lose the cable or whatever, or break it or whatever, you'll need to get another 2.5 millimeter to 3.5 millimeter cable because the 2.5 millimeter is what plugs into the ear cups and it will not accept a 3.5 millimeter in the ear cup. It does have it on the other end, 3.5, but not in the ear cup. So that's kind of why they do that, is to give you that ability to still use the microphone on the cable, which is a really nice feature. All right, guys, let's see. I think I've covered everything. I've covered the outside ambient aware mode. I've covered the active noise canceling, the battery life of 25 hours, charge for 10 minutes, get 4 hours, the button on the left ear cup, play and pause, also press it twice quickly. It activates your Siri or your voice assistant. These do have audible feedback through them. So when you turn them on, you're going to hear tones. When you get the volume as high as it can be, you're going to hear tones. I'm sure that when the battery starts getting dead or getting low, you're going to hear tones. So everything gives you audible feedback, which is nice. That left button also acts as a skip forward and backwards switch. Press that button, the play button, once to answer calls. Press it again to hang up on calls. And, of course, the left ear cup, the outside edge, adjusts the volume up and down. And then on the right side, you get the power switch. And that power switch also acts as pairing to put it in pairing mode to connect to another device for multi-point connection. And then, of course, you get that ambient aware button on there as well. So guys, these are super comfortable. They've got great sound. They've got great features. There is nothing about these not to like. The only thing I would have liked to have seen is that they made it so you could turn off active noise cancellation if you wanted to, but they don't. So unfortunately, you know, it's the on or off. I mean, that's, you turn the headphones on and active noise cancellation's on, turn them off and active noise cancellation's off. That's the way you turn the active noise canceling off. But I love the play pause feature where you take them off your ears. They pause the music, put them back on your ears, they start playing the music again. That is very convenient, especially if you're out about or something, you just need to take them off for a few minutes. And of course, they fold up and swivel very nicely, flat, and fold up really nice to be able to go into a purse or a bag. And of course, they give you the carry pouch, which a lot of headphones don't do these days. And yeah, guys, so these are pretty awesome headphones from AKG. And these are brand new in the box. And if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.